one second. Sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
Edward Avalos.
Okay, Mr. Avalos, I believe that the hearing is going to be handled by our panel chairman, Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, so we'll get started in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Avalos, can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Edward Avalos, 311074.
Thank you, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see that you signed your form on November 17th. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. And on that form were your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or are you just representing yourself?
Representing myself.
Okay, that's just fine. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you look all the way down at the other end of the bench for me, you see the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him, you see the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right next to me here, you see the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair for this hearing. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Westby, who is a community corrections officer with Department of Corrections. And he will be representing the department and your parole officer today in this hearing.
Okay.
All right. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Westby in. So Mr. Avalos and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, and at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
There is a typo at the bottom of page one with the CSED. It should state May 4th, 2017. It currently says January 3rd, 2017.
Okay, so May 5, 4, 17. Okay. All right, so we have that correction on the record. Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Avalos, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In the first phase, we determine if you violated your conditions of supervision, and then in the second phase, determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Avalos, I'm going to read information from your warrant. You've got these three allegations, and as I read each one, I need you to tell me if they're true or false. And if you believe something is false, one of these is false, we'll take some testimony from Mr. Westby, and then we can talk about it more. And then the board will make the determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So do you understand the process?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, good. So let's start phase one of your hearing. And here are the allegations. The first one is that you violated conditions of supervision and had lapsed or were probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by violating condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about February 8th, 2017. Mr. Avalos, is that true or false?
Yes, that is true.
That's true? Okay, thank you, sir. The second allegation is that you violated condition number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse treatment on or about February 10th, 2017, as directed on February 8th, 2017. Mr. Avalos, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. And the third allegation is a violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 21st, 2017, as written directed on February 17th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Avalos, is that true or false?
That is also true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Avalos' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Mr. Avalos, hold on just one second because I have a little bit of paperwork to mark here.
Okay.
All right. So moving on to phase two, Mr. Avalos, we're going to now determine if we should reinstate or revoke your supervision. Before we get too far here, we're going to have Mr. Westby give us some background so we can learn a little bit about your case and your supervision. So just hold on the line there, and we'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On January 3rd, 2017, Mr. Avalos was released from DOC. He was arrested on November 1st, 2017 by DPS. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 2nd, 2017, with an adjusted CSED of January 12, 2018, which reflects 253 abscond days. His current conviction, 2016, theft of credit card, 1 year. Also in 2016, failure to appear first degree, 1 year. There are no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. His CUIR score is 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. He has other arrests in 2010, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. In 2015, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, back to you, Mr. Avalos. It looks like, just looking over your case supervision summary, it looks like you were first approved to live with your mother at 529 North High Street in Globe. Did you live there the whole time?
Up until about July, I stayed with my mother.
Okay, and after July, then where did you go?
I went to my father's house.
Okay, and where's your father live?
Also in Globe.
Okay. All right, so not too far away. Were you working at all during that time?
No, I was actually staying home with my two babies. I got a one-year-old and a two-year-old, and when I got out, my girlfriend, my fiance had a job full-time, so I stayed home with the babies.
Okay, so child care was kind of your employment.
Yes.
All right. And these are your two children?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, girl?
What? One boy, one girl.
One boy, one girl. Okay. All right. And it looks like you weren't referred to any programming at your initial intake, but you reported to a visit, it looks like under the influence of alcohol. What was happening there?
I actually drank the night before. I was having a bad toothache. I ended up overdrinking, drank too much, and he smelled it on me the next morning and gave me a breathalyzer.
Okay. All right. Now, you do remember when you signed your conditions of supervision that there's a condition in there about not drinking alcohol.
Yes, no, I do remember.
Okay. All right. So that was the problem. Okay. I understand a toothache can be bad. I get that. But you still weren't supposed to drink alcohol.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Let's see. It looks like you were going to go to the Pima Reentry Center at the inpatient treatment housing unit, but you have not reported and haven't followed the direction of your parole officer. What was the problem there?
I had no transportation to Tucson, and all my parole officer said was, well, we'll put you on a bus. And I was just out. I was out only a month, and I didn't have the funds to even get a bus to Tucson. It's about 2 hours away. I'm not sure how much it would have been. I think somewhere around $50. I didn't have the funds.
Okay. All right. So it looks like you, when you were during your incarceration, you've had minimal discipline, but there was a little bit a little bit with drugs, and I see that you have a drug paraphernalia charge or conviction that you got felony probation for. What's the drug? What drug do you use?
I was a heroin addict.
Heroin addict, okay. How long?
So yes, what,
how long were you a heroin addict?
I started when I was about 20, so about 5 years at the time.
Okay. All right. And when was the last time you used heroin?
The last time I used heroin was, I'd say June of this year.
Okay. All right. And is heroin the only other illegal drug that you've used, sir?
No, ma'am.
What else have you tried?
Marijuana and meth.
Okay. And when's the last time you used meth?
Probably about June, about the same.
About the same time? Okay. All right. And when you were, it looks like you were doing child care, you said, for your son and daughter. When you were watching them, were you ever under the influence?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I relapsed in June because she moved to Phoenix, and that's when my child care stopped. So she moved to Phoenix, and I stayed in Globe. That's why I moved with my father.
Okay, and the children then were in, I'm confused, were the children in Globe or in Phoenix?
They're in Phoenix now, they went with her.
Okay, got it, okay. All right, well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Any question? Mr. Avalos, you were on abscond status where your parole officer had lost contact with you, or you had lost contact. For 253 days, what were you doing?
I was heartbroken. I was running around, staying at my dad's, debating on turning myself in, and I wish I would have a lot sooner.
Okay. And what were you doing the day that DPS arrested you?
I was actually giving my buddy a ride, and his truck, I had DPS behind me, and his truck broke down. The front axle broke, and we were stopped on the side of the road, and he was behind us.
Okay. So he checked your ID and discovered you had the warrant then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Avalos, we're coming to the end of your hearing, and I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, if you'd like to, without repeating things you've already told us. What else would you like the board to know?
I pretty much covered it all. I think that's it.
Okay.
I've been honest with you guys. You guys already know everything, so.
Okay, good. Well, we're glad that you're honest, and that helps us make a better decision. So, Mr. Avalos, the board is going to enter discussion and discuss your case, and we operate under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so all of our discussion occurs in public. We've not talked about your case before right now. So you're welcome to just stay there on the line and listen. That's how that works. And it may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves. So just hang on the line, remain silent, and we'll be right back with you shortly. So the board is now in discussion. Mr. Avalos is a young man who has very limited contact in the criminal justice system. This is his first time, first time in prison. Has used methamphetamines, marijuana, heroin last time in June. Admitted to using alcohol to try to dull a toothache, and wound up getting checked the next day on the intoxilizer and was found in violation. And obviously if he used meth and heroin in June, that was also a violation, excuse me. The biggest concern to me is the 253 days during which he had absconded. We didn't know what he was doing. He probably was not doing anything that we wouldn't like, but we just don't know, because he was not staying in touch with his parole officer. So despite his very limited criminal justice involvement, I'm not in favor of returning him to community supervision now, but I would listen to any comments from my fellow board members.
I agree.
All right, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2017W0661 and our conversation with Mr. Avalos, I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Avalos was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by consuming alcohol, which he admitted while on supervision, and also by, and of more concern, being on abscond status for 253 days, during which time we didn't know what he was doing. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. So, Mr. Avalos, you heard the department or the discussion, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You have such limited involvement in the criminal justice system, and you might be saying to yourself, "What am I doing in prison?" And
every day,
I would think you would, and I think you also know what you need to do to not be in prison. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I hope you don't look at this as a negative. It's just we just cannot overlook the 253 days. You really, not that we'll ever see you on parole again, because I don't think you're ever going to be on parole again, but that's one of those things. You really have to work with your parole officer. So thank you so much for participating in your hearing today. We appreciate it. We wish you the very best. And when you get out, approximately January 12th, not too far away, you will not have any supervision at all. You'll be free to do whatever you need to do. And again, we wish you the best, and your hearing is concluded. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, guys.
If you could just give the phone back to, or just lay it down there, I guess, and tell the CO3 you're finished.
Okay,
just lay it down, don't hang it up.
Okay.